Today, of course, is both Father's Day and the summer solstice. In cultures spanning the globe, solstices were celebrated. Some exuberant tropical civilizations tossed in-laws from monuments. In our time, such rowdiness would violate local ordinances. So, here instead is all you need to know about this yearly milestone. First, it's when the sun sets at its most rightward spot on the horizon. Sunlight spills through windows at angles unseen at any other time, striking odd, dusty places that normally don't get illuminated enough to deserve cleaning. Today also gives us the highest sun. Objects cast their shortest possible shadows. The solstice also offers the longest day, with 15 and a third hours of direct sunshine around here. Since the strength of the sun depends on its height, its visible intensity and the power of its UV are now maxed out. But check out the sky after sunset. Last night the moon formed a beautiful triangle with Jupiter and Venus. Look tonight at 9:30 and the crescent moon is left of Venus and Jupiter. Very cool. The solstice now occurs with the sun in the constellation of Taurus the Bull, instead of Gemini, where it's been for the past 2,000 years. Beginning in 1992 and continuing for the next 3,000 years, the solstitial sun will remain in Taurus, thanks to our axis doing a slow wobble. But out of tradition, the places where the solstitial sun hovers directly overhead today is still called the Tropic of Cancer. Somebody should go down there and cross off all the signposts and change them to the Tropic of Taurus. Another oddity is that solstices migrate earlier throughout our lives. Today's will occur 3 hours from now, at 12:39. But it used to only happen on June 21st, or even the 22nd. The change might not matter much to us, but if you were one of the ancient Mayans, you surely did not want to be sacrificed on the wrong day. A few little screw-ups like that, and there goes your whole holiday. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.